It's Monday, December 9th, 2019.
Looks like they've taken the Christmas trees down.
Yes, and there's nothing Christian either. This should be great.
Merry, Merry Christmas, Happy, Happy Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for tuning in to this special all-Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go. Laughing all the way.
Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to this Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head. What a fitting way to open up this special all-Christmas music episode of the show. My favorite Christmas song, of course, Lowe's Just Like Christmas. Comes off their album Christmas. Every year I play a version of that song on the Christmas episode, pretty much. And this year I had five new versions of it in contention to play that are all five pretty good. But I decided, you know what? Since I'm in Stockholm, I'm just going to actually lead with the original. I'm not even sure I've ever played the original. Maybe like a really long time ago I played the original on the show, but mostly I've just played covers because I don't want to play the same songs over and over again. But this time I'm just throwing caution to the wind and playing the original because it's, like I said, one of my favorite Christmas songs. Top five for sure. Favorite Christmas songs. Lowe's Just Like Christmas right there. Okay, up next, African Guitar Summit from Toronto, Canada. This is their song Afihaya Po, which I'm pulling off the Think Global World Christmas album. And you know, the thing is, actually, not wanting to play songs multiple times, I've played this multiple times. In fact, I played it like a couple of years ago, so I've even played it recently. But I'm in Africa. That's the thing. I'm leaving for Africa today. So the 9th, I'm flying out to Kenya to go to a friend's wedding, and vacation, safari, things like that with my sister and her family. So anyway, it's going to be a fun Christmas in Africa for me. So I figured if there's ever a time to play an African Christmas song, it seems like now's a good one. African Guitar Summit, they don't really exist as a band so much, but they were these collection of African guitarists from around Africa who all got together in Toronto to record some songs a long time ago. And they were, you know, from Ghana and from Kenya and from a lot of different places. And I love that song. So that's what we're going to hear next. So here we go. African Guitar Summit with Afehaya Poe from Think Global, The World Christmas, right now on this special all Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
but I just was doing some Christmas shopping in Greensboro, so I'm just now headed to Raleigh to pick up that amp. And then I'll pick that up and then come to your house, I guess, after that. So whatever time that's for now, so I'll probably be in Raleigh. I'll probably pick up the amp around 5:30. And then come to your house at 6, I guess. Maybe 5:45. Yeah. Alright, you're calling.
I hear you're still working and stuff, like, you got a lot going on, and you told me that you aren't going to make it to dinner, and so I think we'd rather wait before hanging out with you. So anyways, I just want to holler at you, say, you know, just text me, like, when you would like to do that, if you want to, I don't know, or just get in touch. Alright, talk to you later.
Bitch. Bill, fine. Talking about potential practice Friday night. Also, Steve, if you're coming to the beach, seeing what the deal is with that. See, we should kick it tomorrow, something like that. And yeah, just seeing how you do, man. Give me a holler back whenever you get a chance.
I almost texted to ask if I could call you, and it appears that maybe I should have done that. Perhaps there was a disease taking place. You just texted me to tell you to hold on. Totally fine. Not that urgent. I just wanted to talk to you about future living situations. What makes the most sense? Michelle.
Come back around, oh I won't be lonely this Christmas. Lights up, lights up, one a tree. Shine up for you and me as we welcome Christmas Day. Our troubles will melt away. Cause we're gonna spend Christmas at home. Ignore the world outside, it's just you and me alone. It's time for Christmas, Christmas at home. Don't need the world outside, just you and me alone.
All right, let's catch up. After African Guitar Summit back there, we heard the Squirrel Nut Zippers from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, doing the song Slave Ride, came off their old album, Christmas Caravan, which it turns out is no longer in print, so you can't get that anywhere. I love that album, and that's my favorite version of Slave Ride, so I thought I'd put it on the show. And also, just to mention Squirrel Nut Zippers, they've been releasing some new music. They had a new album last year, which I didn't like, which is strange, because I love the Squirrel. I even did a whole episode once. It was a special Damn I Missed the Squirrel Nut Zippers episode of the show, because that's how much I love Squirrel Nut Zippers. And yet, this new album, I just find it almost unlistenable. I don't like it. And then they've even released some new Christmas music, like, I don't know, this year or last. And, you know, it's okay. But I don't know. I'm sticking by, I don't know what happened with those guys. I feel like I just don't like their newer stuff. But their old stuff, I loved all of it, including Christmas Caravan, which is out of print. So good luck finding it. I guess you can get it on Amazon as a CD. Okay. Then, after Squirrel Nut Zippers, we heard The Love Language from Raleigh, North Carolina. Sister City to Chapel Hill. Is that true? I don't know anything about North Carolina. Anyway, we heard their song Jesus, the letter Jesus, Jesus, from their EP White Christmas / Jesus, which I thought that was a really great song. I thought it was super good. And it ended with all the voicemails, which is apparently a thing now. After that, we heard Pizza Girl from Liverpool doing their song Pizza for Christmas, which opened with a voicemail. So, but in that case, it was more like part of the song and less just random. Anyway, Pizza Girl, really good. And Pizza for Christmas, that sounds like my kind of Christmas, actually. He was singing about it being sad, but for me, that sounds like an ideal ideal Christmas. Okay, then, just before I started talking, Smaller Hearts from Halifax in Nova Scotia did Christmas at Home from their new Winter EP. Very good. Love that song. It actually, they'd released that one before at some point, and I already had it, but I was already thinking about putting it on the show. It's a great song, and now it's on a new EP. So you can pick that up wherever you get your music. Look for links to everything at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay, up next from Austin, Texas, we're going to hear Molly Birch featuring Jesse Woods. Molly has a new album. It's called the Molly Birch Christmas Album. And we're going to hear my favorite song from it. It's The Coldest Night of the Year. And then after that, we're going to hear White Horses from London doing Next Year Will Be Mine from their Next Year Will Be Mine single. And the thing is, this the single from White Horses, Next Year Will Be Mine, it has a B-side, basically, which is also The Coldest Night of the Year. And I like The Coldest Night of the Year better than Next Year Will Be Mine. But because I wanted to play this Coldest Night of the Year by Molly Birch, I decided not to put it on twice. So, and The Coldest Night of the Year is my favorite song off the Molly Birch album. Even though it's a whole album, a lot of it I don't really like. So sticking with the things I do like, that's what I'm doing for this Christmas episode. So yeah, here we go. Coldest Night of the Year. And I could have done it twice because the White Horses version is great too. But without further ado, Molly Birch and Jesse Woods doing The Coldest Night of the Year, then White Horses doing Next Year Will Be Mine.
Baby, baby, it's light and you'd better go. It's after three.
Please have a heart. Just look at that snow. Take pity on me. I can hear that north wind blowing, and the fire is oh so warm.
Well, I know you should be going, but how can I send you in that storm?
Baby, it's cold out there,
and it's getting colder.
Baby, it's cold out there,
getting colder. Matter of fact, better cuddle up here. It's the coldest night. baby, I know if you wanted to, you'd brave the snow.
But I haven't been well, I might catch the flu.
It's the coldest night.
One thing we know about Trump is that his brain is basically a toxic waste dump with a bunch of trash, debris, just floating around in there. And apparently, one particular piece of brain litter that got lodged in his skull recently is an insane and completely nonsensical idea that there are people out there who want to change the name of Thanksgiving, an idea he barfed up at one of his group therapy sessions in Florida last night.
As we gather together for Thanksgiving, you know, some people want to change the name Thanksgiving. They don't want to use the term Thanksgiving. And that was true also with Christmas, but now everybody's using Christmas again. Remember I said that? But now we're going to have to do a little work on Thanksgiving. People have different ideas why it shouldn't be called Thanksgiving, but everybody in this room I know loves the name Thanksgiving, and we're not changing it.
We could change it to what the f*** are you talking about? Wants to change the name of Thanksgiving. You see, as the impeachment inquiry intensifies and Trump keeps losing, he and his allies on Fox News have to keep inventing insane new paranoid conspiracy theories to whip up their base and keep them in line. I mean, first it was war on Christmas, now it's Thanksgiving. What's next? The Democrats don't want to use the term Halloween, folks. They want to change it to All Gorge Day. We're not gonna let it. We're not gonna let it. We're not gonna let it. You will not be surprised to learn that this dumb idea, like most of Trump's dumb ideas, originated on Fox News. In fact, at one point, Fox literally aired a segment with a giant graphic that said the words, "War on Thanksgiving." There is no war on Thanksgiving. The only war on Thanksgiving is the war between sane people and racist uncles who think there's a war on Thanksgiving. And then just to fully illustrate the life cycle of an insane right-wing conspiracy theory, the war on Thanksgiving idea traveled from Fox News to Trump's brain, and then back to Fox News. This morning, Fox and Friends aired a clip of Trump's comments and then puzzled over where it could have possibly come from.
I don't think there's a huge push to change the name of Thanksgiving, is there?
Well, you know, I think it was in 2015, there was a rumor that Barack Obama wanted to change the name of Thanksgiving, but that was debunked.
They actually did it. They found a way to tie it back to Barack Obama.
same thing too. Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh.
Let's catch up one last time. Back there after Molly Birch and White Horses, we heard AKDK from Brighton in the UK doing the song Happy Christmas, War is Over, of course, cover of John Lennon. Great version, very unusual sounding, which I like about it. It doesn't sound just like another band doing another take on it. It's like a cool AKDK version, which I thought was quite good. Then Le Resorts from Milwaukee, Wisconsin did Big Gray Sky, my favorite song off their new album Trying to Christmas, which is a whole album of Christmas songs. And if you like that one, you might like other stuff on it. It's a very consistent sound, which is sort of a weird sound, I think. It's like a strange sound that they've got going on. Instrumentation and the vocals, everything about it's just kind of like weird, but I like it. And that was my favorite, Big Gray Sky. And then just before I started talking, Fascination's Grand Chorus from Jersey City, New Jersey, of course, longtime favorite of the show, Fascination's Grand Chorus. They have a Christmas EP they released last year called Merry, Merry Christmas. And from it, we heard their Carpenters cover Christmas Waltz, which is a great song. I always love that song, and I like their rendition of it. Okay, finishing up this episode of the show, staying in the tri-state area, Christmas in July, that's the name of the band, from Brooklyn, New York. And they're not just named Christmas in their name of their band. They also make Christmas music, like this one that we're going to hear. It's Walking in the Air from their Christmas is a Feeling EP. And I love this song, of course, and I feel like their version of it is something special. So here we go, Christmas in July, finishing up this special all Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head with Walking in the Air. Ooh.
across the world. The villages go by like trees. The rivers and the hills, the forests and the streams. Children gaze, open mouth, taken by surprise. Nobody down below believes their eyes. We're surfing in the air. We're swimming in the frozen sky. Drifting over icy mountains floating by.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Eggnog by Luna, I Saw Three Ships by the Canadian Brass, We Wish You a Merry Christmas by The Ventures, and right now I'm talking over Sleigh Ride by Buttermilk Daydream. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, like Spotify, where there's playlists for seasons of the show. You can look for season 16, that's 2019 is season 16 of the show, and you can find all the songs I played on the show this whole year without having to listen to me talk, except I would say this Christmas episode. I'm putting all these Christmas songs in the special The Sounds in My Head Christmas playlist, so you can find the Christmas playlist, and there's past songs I've played that are Christmassy, but they're the kind of music you hear on the show, but they're just Christmas related, which I think is better than your average Christmas music, so enjoy that. And we'll see you again in a couple weeks for the last episode of season 16 of The Sounds in My Head.